I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources. So, living in the shining place, today's topic, and let me get my Bible up here. So this is, it's asking me to rate the Bible app. I can't do it right now. Remind me later. I'm live on Facebook at the moment. Don't give me too much to do. I'll get confused. So now it's great to have a Bible. If you know, some people love having a big Bible to hold. And I would always, cuddle my Bible because it's the Word of God. And I love the Word of God. I actually get emotional thinking about the Word of God because He wrote that. The Bible is inspired by, it's written, men wrote it, but they were inspired by the Holy Spirit, by God Himself, and just amazing. So I just want to encourage you to really, if you haven't already got a Bible, buy a Bible and ask somebody, what kind of translation, because there's so many different translations. I know we have a lot of people watching that don't know Jesus very well. You're just getting to know Him. So if you just find a translation, ask a friend. I use the NIV, there's the New King James Version. Many people use that. The Old King James Version, it sometimes can be difficult to read, but that's up to you, whatever you're used to. I've been reading the Passion Translation as well, and obviously there's the Message. There's so many different translations. Today I'm going to be reading from the Passion Translation. It's a fairly new version, and not every book of the Bible has been translated yet into the Passion. But I've literally just got an app on my phone and on my iPad, and I find it means, I can, traveling anywhere, I've always got my phone in my bag. So wherever I am, I can just get my phone out and click on my Bible app and just pull up different translations as well, which is really good. So I'm going to read from Psalm 15 today. And in the Passion Translation, it's actually called Living in the Shining Place, is the heading at the top of the chapter. Somebody we know, a friend of ours, actually read this over us earlier this year, just when we were about to set out and go on, we were following the Holy Spirit and going on our travels. Well, Jenny, a good friend of ours, the Lord gave her this scripture for us. And I'd not actually heard it in the Passion Translation before, and it's really good. And I want to read it out because this is, the shining place. We'll hear, let me start. It's by David, this psalm, Psalm 15. And he says this, Lord, who dares to dwell with you? Who presumes the privilege of being close to you? Living next to you in your shining place of glory. Wow. The Lord is actually, He lives in this shining place of glory. And this is from, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant that David was part of. And he actually says, who presumes the privilege of being close to you, living next to you in your shining place of glory? Well, actually, in the New Covenant through Jesus, we can live in Him, not just next to Him, but actually in Him. Like, He's in us and we're in Him. Like, wrap your brain around that if you can. That is just, just drink that in. This is the fact that we can live with Him in His shining place of glory. That is, we could just stop right there and just meditate on that. Just think about that and just write while I'm talking. I want you just to enter right in. So this is an invitation for you from the Lord. Jesus, He's our access point. He's our doorway, isn't He? He's the door. We can enter into God's shining place of glory right now. So let's just say, yes, Jesus, I want to come through you. You just say, wherever you are, I want to come through you, Jesus, into your shining place of glory. And we can just remain in that place and live in that place. And from that place, if we could do everything from that place in Him, from His shining place of glory, wow. What's good about being in that shining place is that we can begin to glow. We are the light. Jesus said that, obviously Jesus is the light. He calls us to be the light, for His light to shine in us and through us. And it means that wherever we go, whether it's in the spirit or physically, we carry that. If we're in that shining place of glory with the Lord, We carry his presence. We carry his glory everywhere we go. So no matter where you go, anything that's in darkness around you, the light, you know, if you think you go into a dark room and you switch a light switch on, well, it's not a big battle for the light to try and win, you know. And no, the light comes straight on. The darkness goes, doesn't it? It's like that with you. If you're following Jesus, if you've asked him into your life and you are just in that place with him, carrying his glory, wherever you go, you can be the light. And it means that you can go to the darkest, darkest places and you don't have to fear, because Jesus is in you and you're shining his light from you, emanating from you, through you. So anything that's done in secret around you, or that's hidden, or that's, you know, the word occult means hidden, secret. Anything that's done in darkness, anything that is going on around you in your circumstances, with your family members, with people that you are in your business or whatever it might be, if you let that light shine, you can actually, that light will expose the darkness. The darkness has to flee, but also it gets exposed when the light shines. It's such a good place to be, and you can be in that resting place within the shining place. For those of you who are just joining, we're talking about, I'm reading Psalms 15 in the Passion Translation. But it says, who dares to dwell with you? Because this is a scary thing. If you dare to dwell with God in his shining place of glory, it's kind of risky. You need to die to yourself. It's like, but there is a cost, and that is you've got to die with Jesus on the cross that Galatians 2 talks about. Who dares to dwell with you? Who presumes the privilege of being close to you, living next to you in your shining place of glory? Who are those who daily dwell in the life of the Holy Spirit? Wow, I want to daily dwell. I want to encourage you and challenge you to really dwell in that, daily dwell in the life of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, there's people I can see asking questions, please, you know, will you pray for my healing? Pray for this and pray for that. Well, I tell you what, you don't need anyone to pray for you if you can just daily just get into that place with God. So you are so enfolded in him that your very body, your very mind becomes the mind of Jesus, the body of Jesus. We are called to be his body. Like, what does that mean if it doesn't mean be his body? We are supposed, our body is supposed to be the body of Jesus on this earth. And as you can get that revelation, I pray right now that you're getting that revelation, that you can just, you would, that Jesus would just live through you. That's what he wants. He wants to be in union with you. He wants you to be him on the earth. And you can do that. And then you won't have to ask for healing, because it will just, you'll just have the body. You'll be the body of Christ. That's good, isn't it? I'm not saying it's wrong to ask. I'm just saying, let's, could we get to this place? There is a place in Christ. So let me read some more. So who is going to dare to dwell? And it says about this person, about this is about you, passionate and wholehearted. Oh, I want to be passionate and wholehearted. Always sincere and always speaking the truth. Oh, wow. Okay, let's just pause right there. Always sincere. That means if you're sincere about something, you're saying something and you mean it. And always speaking the truth. That is speaking truth. We don't want to speak lies. We don't want to come into agreement with the lies of the enemy. We want to speak the truth. It is so important that we speak the truth. This is talking about people who dare to dwell in that shining place of glory with the Lord, where he lives. We're talking about his abode, his dwelling place, and he wants to live in you. So those people he lives in like this, always sincere, always speaking the truth, for their hearts are trustworthy. Oh Lord, I want my heart to be trustworthy, that people can trust you. These people refuse to slander or insult others. So just as I'm speaking this out, you might need to write some things down. If they're popping in your mind, you're thinking, oh Lord, the Holy Spirit, you know, as he comes with his light, let's just say, Lord, right now, Holy Spirit, come. You are light. Come and shine your light into my heart and reveal any darkness in me, any of these things in me. Holy Spirit, would you reveal them to me and show me where I've done this? and where I can change. So refuse to slander or insult others. Wow. And now that means whether you're speaking out to somebody in person, whether there's somebody on Facebook, on social media, that you insult, not good. Even if you disagree with them, even if they hate you, even if they do bad things to you or say bad things about you or about somebody that you love, you do not, it says you refuse to slander them or insult them. This is really like, we've got to do this. If you really want to be in that place, in that shining place of God's glory with him, in a place where he lives and he dwells and he remains, and you want him to remain in you, that's what I want. And it says, they'll never listen to gossip or rumours. Wow. They'll never listen to gossip or rumours. Now, if you are, and this happens a lot on social media, gossip or friends, whether you're with friends or messaging with friends, and, you know, somebody says something and it's gossip. Really, just ask the Holy Spirit to show you. And I've had to do this before in my life, where the Holy Spirit has, you know, I've been talking to somebody about somebody else and I haven't felt like we were gossiping or saying anything like, you know, slanderous. But the Holy Spirit straight away has just said to me, oh, stop, stop, stop. And I, you know, it's not been a big thing. It's just been a gentle stop. And I've just thought, okay, Lord, I'm really sorry. Just ask him to forgive you and say, please help me not to gossip or spread rumours or listen to rumours. Really, really important. And it says, nor would they ever harm another with their words. Like, this is, like, how do you do this kind of thing? This is really hard. Obviously, we can't do this on our own. This is where we need God to do it through us. This is where we need to just really lay down our lives and every area of our lives. This is the way we think, the way we speak, the way we interact with other people. It's so important. If you know, this is, I'm talking here about, this is the November challenge that I'm setting for myself and for you as well. And I know not everybody's going to want to do this, but if you want to go deeper with the Lord, if you want to live an overcoming life that is so full of love and power, the power of God in your life, in you and through you, this is what we need, how we need to be living. This, I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you. They'd never harm another with their words. And, you know, it's so easy to speak something over somebody or to somebody that is actually harmful. You're actually speaking out the enemy's plan for their life or the enemy's thought towards that person. So just like we talked about last week, we talked about the scripture where Jesus says, you know, the Son can do nothing by himself, John 5, where he's saying, Jesus only did, he said, I only do what I see the Father doing in heaven. And he only spoke the words that he heard being spoken in heaven. We need to do that. Wow. So this is today's challenge. It's for you to read Psalm 15. I'm reading from the Passion Translation, but you can read any translation. This is what I'm reading from right now. And this, it talks about the person, the people who are living in that shining place of glory with the Lord. They will never harm another with their words. They will speak out passionately against evil and evil workers. So we've got to, you know, God hates injustice. Did you know that? We need to passionately be speaking out against evil and against evil doers. And those who are, you know, we're not, our battle is not against flesh and blood, the Bible says. In Ephesians, it says our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's about, you know, it's against powers and principalities of darkness. It's against the enemy. And obviously Jesus has won that battle, but we just sometimes, those things will rear up and we need to say, no, they're gone. We can overcome them through the power and the blood of Jesus. So, you know, we need to not fight people. If somebody is doing something or saying something that is out of order, yes, you feel free to say to them, I disagree with you there. I don't agree with what you're saying. But our fight really is against the spirit behind that, not with them personally. So don't forget that. There's usually, when something bad is happening, there's usually a spirit behind it that we are, you know, we're to battle that spirit through the power of Jesus. But yes, if there's something in your heart that you, like, you start to hate some evil that is going on, Very often the Lord is calling you to do something about it, whether that's to pray, to stand in the gap in intercession, or to actually do something physically and to do, you know, he will show you what to do. So these people who abide in the Lord in his shining place of glory and live there with him, who dare to dwell with him in his shining place of glory, it says at the beginning of Psalm 15, they commend the faithful ones who follow after the truth. So be a truth seeker and be someone that commends others that seek after the truth, even if they disagree with you. If somebody argues with you and says, I disagree with your point of view there, don't just fight them, but actually say, I commend you. You're faithful because you're following after the truth. You want the truth and I want the truth too. So yes, we can dialogue this, but don't just get into horrible battles with people over what you believe, what you don't believe. It's just pointless and you're coming into agreement with the enemy. So don't do that. That happens a lot in politics, doesn't it? Or religion, or, you know, in all different ways. But commend somebody, say, yes, you are really wanting to seek the truth. I commend you in that. This is what it says in Psalm 15. And it says, these people that we want to be, they make firm commitments and follow through. Wow. So be careful what you agree to. Be careful with what you say you're going to do. If you think you might not be able to do it, then don't say, yes, I will definitely be doing that. I'm going to make a commitment to that if you cannot follow through. Obviously, that's with major commitments like, you know, person you're going to marry. If you're committing to marry somebody, you better follow through for all your life. If you're committing to a certain job or to be in a certain role or to serve in some kind of way, if you commit to it, you follow through with what you said. Sometimes what I find it works well is rather saying, oh yes, I'll take on that role. You know, if you're serving in a voluntary capacity or whatever, you might say to the person that you're serving with or volunteering with, I'll commit to that. I can commit to that for 3 months or 6 months or a year or whatever. But sometimes that's easier because there's an end to it, you know, it's easier then, rather than just thinking, you know, in fact, there's somebody watching right now and you're just thinking, there's something you want to be doing and you're feeling like you want to say yes, you'll do it, but there's just something you're not sure about. Well, it could be that you just need to put a deadline on it. And, you know, after that year or whatever, you can say, well, let's review it and let's see. But make firm commitments, follow through, even at great cost, it says. So if you've committed to something, even if it's not going well and you're really, it's hard, if you've committed, you need to see that through, even if it's at great cost. They never crush others with exploitation or abuse. Wow. They would never be bought with a bribe. So don't let anybody buy you off. If somebody's saying, you know, a bribe, it's where somebody either gives you money or they give you something in exchange for something that you're going to do. That's a no-no. That is really a no-no. You know, we've had people say to us, oh, if you do this, we'll give you this. I've had people say to me, if you can pray for so-and-so, I'll support your ministry. I'll give you, you know, X amount of money. And it's like, well, that's tempting. I could do with some money, but actually, no way. No way do you do something for money. Don't do it for, you know, whatever they promise you. Do not do it. Do it. If the Lord says do it, you do it. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Just do it, but not for a bribe. Not for strings attached. Be careful of doing something for somebody with strings attached. It's not going to go well generally. And this is against the innocent as well. Bought with a bribe against the innocent. They will never be shaken. So those people who live like this can actually live in that shining place of God's glory with him, and they will never be shaken. They will stand firm forever. Nothing will shake you. When you know, we want to stand on the rock who is Jesus, don't we? But then that's amazing. So your challenge from me today is to, after this video, at some time today, in the next couple of days, I want you to look up, you know, if you haven't already got a Bible or a Bible app, get one, and look up Psalm 15. I was using the Passion Translation. You can use any other translation you want to, but just meditate on those verses. And before you start, just ask the Holy Spirit just to shine his light into your heart and show you where some of those things, where you might have done something or said something that you could have done differently. Don't get all condemned about it. Get, yes, the Holy Spirit will make you feel guilty sometimes. He will, because he, you know, he convicts people of sin, which sometimes you think, actually, yes, I'm guilty of sin there. But this is from a place of being a son of God, a daughter of God, a child of God, where he, you know, we want to be more like him. And I just, you know, you don't want to go rummaging around in there to try and pull up all, like, I'm a sinner and I've got all this stuff going on. I want to, you know, be miserable about it. But you need to recognize, yes, there is a bit of sin in my life. And, you know, if you sin, because you don't have to sin, there is a way that we can, potentially, we don't have to sin. I know we generally do at some point. But, you know, once you've accepted Jesus, we can actually, if he's living in you and through you, like, he doesn't sin. So if the more we actually realise and get the revelation that he's in us, and actually our old self, if we've been crucified with Christ, if we now are a new creation, the Bible says, now we're following Jesus and full of him, then, you know, we're a new creation and we don't need to sin anymore. But sometimes we forget and we think we're still in that old self, our old life, which of course we're not, but we think we are, and the devil, you know, lies to us and makes us feel like we are, but that's not the truth. So, you know, it's just, but sometimes we do need to ask the Lord to show us what is going on in our heart, and we need to change our behavior and let our behavior line up with actually how we are in the spirit realm. Because in the spirit realm, we're a new creation and we don't sin. We're brand new through Jesus. But, you know, sometimes we just do stuff, don't we, and we forget who we really are. So I just want to pray for you right now that you would know who you really are, that you are called to live that life, that you are actually called to be a shining one yourself. You know, Jesus talked about the righteous being shining. That's in Matthew 13. The righteous will shine like the sun. That's, the righteous means right standing before God. You can actually, we are righteous spiritually when we follow Jesus, but we need to allow that to, you know, get the revelation of it and allow that to happen in our minds and our physical bodies, you know, and our emotions. We need to let that, sometimes they take a bit of time to catch up with what's happened to us in the spirit realm. And, you know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it talks about the Apostle Paul, and he's talking about Moses there, where Moses in the Old Testament, you know, he would be face to face with God, and he would come out of the presence of God. This is under the old covenant, before Jesus came on earth as a man. This is the old covenant, but yet Moses would be before God and he would be communing and conversing with God like a friend talks to a friend, the Bible says. He would glow so much, he would shine so much, that when he came out from that place of being with the Lord, they would have to put a veil over his face, so that, because he was too bright to look at. He'd spent time in the shining place of God's glory. They put a veil over his face. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, actually, Paul's talking about there how we don't need to have a veil put over our face, but how, like, we should be shining even more. We should be glowing, shouldn't we? Because we are actually not only face to face with Jesus, but he's in us and we're in him. And I want to get to that amazing place of doing that. So, read through that chapter, Psalm 15. I'm going to finish in a moment. You know, just thinking about this, the shining place of God's glory, we each want to be like that, don't we? That we carry his glorious presence in and through us. But also, how about having a habitation where you actually create a place, a physical place, where, I mean, you can have it in your life, obviously, that's good, where we, everywhere we go, we carry the habitation of God with us, that shining place of God's glory in us and through us and with us. How about having a geographical place where, you know, like we had our cafe and our shop and our bed and breakfast and all these things, where you got a place where people who are in darkness, people who don't know Jesus yet, people who are drawn to the light, you know, where they can come. And, you know, we were talking on our Q&A the other day on our portal with some of our members, and one of them was saying How about like a market stall? There's all these different things you can do. And actually what we're doing now is we're helping people all around the world. This is all new what we're doing, but we're helping people create and set up a habitation, a place that is a geographical place for people, the general public, to come in, are drawn, that are hungry for God, hungry for things of spirit, to come. So you might be a church leader and have a church where they can do that. But what I'm talking about is particularly like something on Main Street or a high street shop or a cafe, a coffee shop, some place, a business, some place where people can just come in. It could be maybe you're a hairdresser, a hairstylist, or you've got something. We've had people contact us who've got like car showrooms, you know, that have got a little place that they think, well, that could, an outbuilding that could be used. Well, I'm happy for the general public to come. If you want to do that, or if you want to maybe online, or you want to run one of our classes either online, or you want to do it locally to where you live and rent some space, you can rent a place weekly, or, you know, just do something weekly, if not as a regular thing where people can come every day. Do contact us. If you go to spiritlifestyle.com, we've got, if you look on the menu headings, there's one called classes. Go on there and have a look at the classes. You can join a class, but if you want to start a class, be one of our coaches, we can give you everything you need to do that. If you want to launch one of our hubs, if you've got this burning, like you just want to, you read about our cafe or our shop, or you just got this idea, the Lord's giving this crazy idea to actually create a place where people can come, and you want to have a team of people there, volunteers or, you know, paid staff or whatever, we want to hear from you. So go and, you know, look on our website, spiritlifestyle.com. Do contact us. Do send us, you know, what is your vision? We want to hear from you, because we really feel like this is a crucial time where what the Lord is doing is he wants us as children of God to be living, be in that place where he lives. We want to live and be there with him and him in us. And we want to create these places all around the world. No matter where you live, no matter whether you've got money or no money, or, you know, but if you've got this call from God in your life to do something like that, to create a place where you can, it's going to be this place where the Lord lives, where he abides, where people come and they get healed. People, you know, come because they're hungry for God and they meet Jesus, encounters with Jesus, where you can steward revelation from heaven, that he will show you stuff. You can go up to heaven together, you can ascend together, he will show you stuff. You can have angelic visitations, prophetic place, like a well where the Lord dwells. Then please do contact us, because that's what the Lord's showing us. We want to do that. We want to help people do that all over the world. And we've never done this before, not in this way together. So we're all on a journey together. But so I just want to pray for you. There's somebody, and I, you know, there's an Irish name, Niamh, and it's kind of spelled N-I-A-M-H or something like that, but that literally just popped in my head, and I haven't seen anybody watching called Niamh, and I don't know anybody called Niamh, but that name just popped in my head right now. So there's somebody watching, and the Lord's going to do something in you right now, Niamh. You might be watching live or afterwards. Please do let me know, because something is going on. It might be a middle name, actually, but there's somebody with that name, and the Lord's doing something in you, like you're having an encounter with Jesus right now. In fact, there's quite a few of you watching. As I've been talking, you are having encounters with Jesus. he's just like embracing you. It's like his arms are coming around you. The Father's arms right now are coming around you, and you're like being engulfed in him. It's like I can see your head getting right into his chest, like not just in, but like right in, you know, like a big cushion, but a big pillow, but it's going right in. And he's messing with your thinking right now in a good way. So just let him do it. Just be engulfed and folded into the Father's arms right now. I pray for everybody watching that you would have some kind of weird experience with the Father right now, a good weird. And I pray that as you take time after this video to actually read through that scripture, Psalm 15, and just meditate on it and start to really go into that shining place of God's glory with him. As you do that, I just pray that you will receive healing physically, that you will receive healing emotionally and spiritually, that you would go to a whole new level, and mentally as well, that your mind would be you know, transformed, be just like renewed and transformed. That word transformed in the Bible is also the word for transfigured. So we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That word means transfigured, like Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration and he glowed, because that's what we're talking about, glowing, isn't it? The brightness of God's glory. He glowed, and that's, we can do that if Jesus did it, but it's actually the same word for being transformed, being transfigured by the renewing of your mind. So we need to have our minds renewed. So let's all, right now, shall we together, can we dive? Can we dive like we're on a high diving board, and instead of going into the water, can we dive into the Father's heart, into his chest? What do you think? I just have that image right now. So let's dive together. Well, no, it sounds weird, but it's by faith. We do all this stuff by faith, and sometimes having a picture helps you to do it by faith. So let's just do it right now. How am I doing for time? I've probably been going for a very long time. There's just so much to talk to you about, but so don't forget, let me just mention the book again. I'll do this, the book, you know, I'll pick a name out of the hat for a free, this actual copy. I'll sign it and put your name in it for you. But you need to go to spiritlifestyle.com and with the pop-up thing, put in your name and email for the November challenge. And Friday, watch me live on Facebook on Friday, and I'll be saying who's won that. And I'll send it to you free of charge. So I'll need to do some more giveaways, don't I, really? But that can do for now. And so bless you, everybody. Thank you so much for watching. And what I'll do is I will post this onto my YouTube channel and onto our spiritlifestyle.com portal. Of course, we'd love you to join us on our portal so you can watch all of our videos. We've got loads of training videos on there. Our online community and our weekly classes. We'd love to see you on there. And every time somebody joins and puts a photograph on our community page and says hi, me or Rob write on there and we say hi and we welcome you. So do all our team as well. So anyway, I might be live again on Wednesday. We'll see. I'm planning to, but I'm not going to say for sure. So you need to watch out. Maybe Wednesday. And I'm definitely aiming to be up live on Friday doing the book draw. So see you soon. Bye, everybody.
Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training.